It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Janis Kudla.
I'm Jesper de Jong.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I am Francisco Cerundolo.
And you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Now, Wimbledon is banning Russian and Belarusian tennis players from this summer's tournament because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The
tournament has been stripped of ranking points as a result of his ban on Russian and Belarusian players.
Welcome back, tennis fans. Here we are. It's the women's draw preview at Wimbledon. It's the one a lot of people have been waiting for because we've got one lady in this draw who's on a 35-match unbeaten streak. When will it come to an end? Nobody knows. And we've got the Queen. She returns to Wimbledon as well. Queen Serena. She is back. And I've just been fresh off speaking to her today. God, it doesn't get better than that, JJ.
Well, I've not been in the UK long, and I think I've heard that you spoke to Serena Williams. I think I'm counting now 12 times. So probably. I think you've officially announced you've spoken to Serena Williams 12 times, but I'd probably be doing the same if I was you. Of course, that was such a great occasion for you. What are you looking at?
I'm sorry. That's what I said.
I thought you was looking at me. Because no. I'm here. Are you looking at me? Like, what am I saying wrong?
No, nothing.
But no, yeah. I forgot what I was saying now. But no, it is great that you got to see all that today. And if you haven't just watched our other video we've just done, it is the men's bracket where we both gave our picks. Go check out that video as well. This is going to be the one all for the women. And make sure to enter your brackets because you can win another $500. If you're lucky enough to win both, you're looking at $1,000. Oh. And it's free to enter. Reesh. So make sure you enter. And I mean, we've got 1,161 wow. people entered in the Game to Love League. We'll also, on top of the $500, be given a prize, a Wimbledon-themed prize for the winner. So best of luck to everyone. And hopefully we can get close to 2,000 members come the end of the year.
That would be amazing. I'm so shocked how many we've got already. It's over 1,000, which is incredible. Hopefully we can get to close to 1,500 or something by the end of, I don't know, Wimbledon, maybe US Open, something around that area. But yeah, we're pushing on thick and fast. I'm excited for this one. This one, I feel, less predictable than our men's draw. And sometimes the women's one is a bit more exciting to go through because I don't even know what's going to happen. The men's one, I sort of have an inkling. The women's one, it's just sometimes a bit potluck.
You are saying that, despite there is someone with a 35-match winning streak, and we've got 12-21 asking, who is it? Is it Emma Raducanu? No, it isn't. It is Iga Swiatek. We've brought out a song for us. Go check that out as well. And she is the favourite again. I mean, grass not her best surface. She did win Junior Wimbledon. And let's see how she's going to get on in this draw. Of course, she is the number one seed, the world number one. Before we get into the draw proper, though, let's go through the qualifiers. And I've got them up on the screen here because we tweeted them out the other day. So we've got Hives. We've got Wickmeyer. We've got Emma Bektas. We've got Astra Sharma. We've got Shunk. We've got Kawa. We've got Jamie Forlis. We've got Yana Fett. I don't know why I'm saying the first names. I'm trying to remember them. Go with this. Luisa, I think. Tarico. Contreras Gomez. Harrison. Not the Harrison on the men. So we've got two Harrisons now on the qualifiers. We've got Macau. We've got... this is a great name.
Twalinska.
Twalinska. There we go, Ben. We go. Nice. We've got Inglis, Hontama, and Bjorklund.
Very good.
Bjorklund, I believe, is with Shapovalov. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
I know you love all of the tennis relationships. If they do split up, Ben will be doing a news video on it.
I'm like the Heat magazine of GTL. That's what. That's me.
Any can't trash news, Ben will be getting that's it out it. To you.
Gutter press, they call me. This is gutter to love or something. Right.
Rumour has it he was asking Serena Williams about her relationship today as well.
That's it.
But she didn't answer.
She was talking about her dog called Rafa quite a lot, which is, I love my dog, Rafa. It's like, it's just the sweetest thing ever. It's quite interesting, isn't it? He's got a pet Rafa at home. Thought that was quite right. Let's go to the past winners. Obviously, we know last year's winner was Ash Barty. She will not be defending her championship this year, but the runner-up will be there. Karolina Pliskova. Is this her year maybe to take it by storm? Now there's no Ash Barty. We'll have to wait and see. I'm sure JG will be having her going super far in that bracket. Big Pliskova fan.
I mean, this is just Williams' wheelhouse, isn't it? If it's not Serena, it's Venus. They've just dominated it. And I know we've got Angelique Kerber there, a name I've seen what she won in 2018, got to the final in 2016.
Yep.
Apart from that, I mean, recently Muguruza, she's not looking very good at all. No. And I think we'll just go back to the more recent Simona Halep. We did see Ashley Barty requesting Halep to be the first match as well of play because obviously she was unable to open due to COVID.
Yeah.
And that never happened. And apparently that the wish hasn't been, what's the word?
Granted.
Accepted. Granted. That's the word. Cheers, Ben. And instead, we're going to have Iga Swiatek open in play. Do you think that's good? Wise?
Not mad at that.
Makes sense.
Anything that's positive, Iga, I'm all for. So Yeah, I think she's the one who is the hot property on the tennis tour on the women's side. So it makes total sense to me to throw Iga on there.
Yeah, well, let's get straight to Iga because she is the number one seed at the top of the draw and she's going to be playing one of the qualifiers, Jana Fett. So hopefully she's not your qualifier to watch, Ben.
No.
Because I'm not sure how far she's going. And right at the bottom, we've got Annette Kontaveit as a second seed.
Yeah, and interesting that
one. Is she the second best player? Probably not, but no. Let's wait and see.
Just based upon the rankings at the cutoff point, that was all it was. And this probably goes back to what you were saying earlier, that maybe they need to revise the ranking again, but they've changed it, so I guess they're not
apparently going to... the name, one of the qualifiers, Ben, maybe you can pronounce it properly, just for Mr. Nowak.
Hufalinska.
Yeah, that's how you actually say it. So we're learning something every damn game to love.
I hope that, to not have to say that too many times.
Hopefully she goes out in the nicest way possible.
That's it. She goes out fighting. Right.
Sonny Cartel. I mean, I've been bigging her up quite a bit, haven't I? Sorry, I've already done Iga.
I know you are. I expected it.
Yeah, and she did famously beat Raducanu in the junior event some time ago. And it was, I remember watching the interview when she was young. Really hot prospect. Was regarded as a better player than Raducanu coming through. I think she beats Kovanic.
I think so as well. Well, the Brits, you always got to remember, they're better versed on the grass courts than a lot of the other nationalities out there. They sort of grow up playing a part hard court, part grass courts. There's a lot more of them around. So, yeah.
Especially if they've got some money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always find these grass court tournaments, you go along, it's all a bit hoity-toity at these grass court events. But they have a lot of PIMs there. That's just a little, tennis clubs. It's quite interesting. Right, moving down. Parizas Diaz against Claire Liu. I'm going to go Claire Liu here.
I'm going to go Diaz. I'm going to go Cornet to beat Putintseva. Tomjanovic. Rus. Goljubic.
I'm going to go Harrison to knock out Rus here.
Okay.
I'm going to go
Krajicova here to beat Zanevska.
Yeah, go on then. I'm not sure.
I mean, Greek Minion could knock out Muguruza quite easily. Muguruza's just, I don't know what's that. She's just a shell of a lady. But I'm going to have to go Muguruza for the first round. But
never seen you been so big on Minion.
I mean, Muguruza's just not a ninth seed. She just collapsed. King Wing Zen, I'm going to go to beat Sloane Stephens.
Yeah, I think that's a wise choice as well. I think Sloane won't do well here. King Wing Zen.
I'll have BB to beat Bektas. She got to a final this week. Did very well.
Rybakina to knock out Coco Vandeweghe, who's a lucky loser. Just replaced. Who did she come in and just replace? There was somebody who just literally just pulled out and then she had to come in to replace. But we got an email update. I've forgotten already. Apologies. Terrible. Great memory.
Gene there saying Claire Liu won Junior Wimbledon 2017. Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Got going That's out there. Interesting. I'm going to go Martic to beat Rogers. He was there.
I was the one quoting. There we go. We can go through.
I was Madison Keys. Cheers, guys. Yeah, Madison Keys with
Drew. There you go. I knew it was someone quite well known. Yeah, she did. She won it in 2017, the year before Iga won the juniors.
I'm going to go
Rogers.
I thought this is ridiculous. I'm going to go Pigossi. Just for the vibes.
I'm going to go
Harriet Dart.
Yeah,
Pegula.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to go.
Probably goes out.
Yeah, I'm having a going out here, Badoza.
I'll put Badoza going through there.
I'm going Louisa, and this probably alludes to who I've got in my qualifiers to watch.
Yeah. Giving it away, Louisa
Chirico. She's had a good qualifying. She's looked pretty good in qualifying. I've been following her for the past few weeks. Looks good, right? Okay. Move down. Chloe Paquet against Alina Barra. I think I'm going Chloe Paquet here. Alina Barra winds me up.
Yeah, I'm going to go Paquet as well.
I can't
put Barra. I'm never going to have her winning a match ever, I think.
I don't think
so. She scarred me after that day in the pub when we was watching her.
I know, mate. Don't. It was embarrassing. That level of tennis was not... It wasn't even real tennis, I swear. Right, Bogdan, I have beaten Yastremska.
Yeah, I'm going to have Kvitova.
Yep.
Georgie. Smidlova.
Or I don't know between either of these ones which would be better. Neither have played any grass court tennis at all, and neither are good on grass. So I'm going to go Peterson just to go against you.
I'm going to have Flipkins here to beat Fourlis.
I think that could be wise.
Flipkins at Wimbledon, bit of experience,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she's got a protected ranking. That's why
I think it might be her last year as well on tour.
She did well in Eastbourne. She actually won, what was it, 4 matches in Eastbourne?
Saw her hit a really good shot. It was on the highlight reel. It was amazing. So maybe she could do more of that.
Just the one?
Yeah, just the one. Singular good shot. Mukova Halep. I mean, wow. Halep, quite good at Wimbledon. Yeah, won it in 2019. She's going to beat Mukova?
Yeah, for me, she's looking good.
Not for me. I think she's going out. I'm going to have Mukova. Wow. Early upset.
No.
Women's tennis, Ben, at its finest. And you're going to be doing the news video. And I want you also to announce, well, maybe you can use this clip of me picking her in the news video. Just have the caption J Genius come up.
Send me it.
Coco Gauff to beat Ruse. Yep. I'm going to go Buzurinescu to beat Shunk.
I'm going to have Shunk here.
Okay. I'll go Brengel to beat... No, I'm not. I'm going to go Davis to beat Brengel.
What? No. I'll not pick Brengel.
Easier for a bit.
I don't know what Brengel slaps it too much for me. Right. Anisimova to knock out Wang. I think it's the good Wang.
I'm going to go Tormo to beat Macau.
Yep. Oh, and the big
Serena
one.
Serena Williams.
It's capitals. She's in capitals. Oh, she's the queen. She's Serena for me, mate.
Yeah, Serena. I'm going to go Balta to beat Burrell.
Yep. I'm going the same.
I'm going to go
Pliskova. I'm having Pliskova winning. She loves the grass.
I'm going to go Martinsova to knock out Pliskova.
No. It's gone out.
My bracket's a bit shambolic. I mean, I've got some big seeds going out. I'm going to put Danielle Collins to go through here, though.
Yeah, I'll go with the Collins.
I'm going to go Ann Lee, Siniakova, Risk.
Knocking out our friend already. Risk Doi. As well. No, I'm going to go Zhang. What? Swan or Kostya?
No, I'm going to go Zhang as well. Sorry, I got mixed up.
All right, I'm going
Swan.
I have Kostyuk to knock out Swan here.
Yeah, I think me too. And then also got Caroline Garcia, so many good few weeks. Yeah. Manut van Raducanu. I'm going Raducanu first round.
Good question in the press conference today at Raducanu's. Someone obviously had done their homework. And they said, last time you played each other was in, I think it was Chicago. And Van Uytvanck was like a seed at the time, and then Raducanu was unseeded. And they said, how does it feel now that you're now the seed and Van Uytvanck is unseeded? Van Uytvanck's been good on grass, it should be known.
That's
as well.
Mad.
So
just shows you things can turn around quickly.
It's not
just
an
quickly
easy
on the Swan one. We've got a few people saying Katie Swan beat Sloan in Bad Homburg this week.
Yeah, but that's Sloan. I'm not rating Sloan too highly. So
Sloan's all right recently, though, isn't she?
Van Uytvanck, I think, hasn't she been to the fourth round of Wimbledon before? This is like where it could be really a bit of a worry.
I think was it 2019?
Possible, yeah. Was it when
she played Risk in one of them when we was there?
Yeah, I remember she played Barty when we were there.
Oh, right.
But anyway,
Kerber Mladenovic. I'm not going to sweat on that one too long.
Kerber, not Kirby. Giving her a new name.
Kerber, Contreras Gomez, Udvardi, Mertens,
Zidansik,
Kanepi.
I'm going to go Osorio Serrano to knock out Mertens.
Towson.
Kanepi.
Clarence.
Yeah, I've got to go Towson for the vibe. Marino to knock out. No, Cower to knock out Marino.
I'll go Marino.
All right. Ons Jabeur knocking out Bjorklund. Hopefully her
mate, she's quite close to Sakkari.
Yeah, I know.
Again, I feel like they're always so close in the draw.
That's you and John.
No. John can't get away from me.
Heaves. Zoe Heaves has she got a walkover in her last round of qualifying, so lucky her.
Yeah, I'm going to have Sarkari to beat Heaves.
I'll have Tomova to knock out Saville.
I'm going to have Saville.
Okay. I'll have Sharma to knock out Maria.
Yep.
And I'll have...
Sestaya.
Yeah, it's got to be Sestaya.
Trevisan.
This one's tough. I mean, I don't rate her on grass that much, but I'll go for her because she was good at Roland Garros. Terrible reason.
I'll go Begu. I'll go Wickmeyer. Yeah. Ostapenko. No. Bencic.
Yeah.
Heather Watson, just for like the crowd. I think they'll get behind.
I saw both of these today. Korpach and Watson well. Yeah, yeah. I'll go
Did
Watson.
You say anything to any of them?
No, they just walked past. Heather was smiling quite
Too
a lot.
Too big time, are you? You only talked to Serena. Oh, probably walked past Korpach. Said, can you hold my camera, please?
I pushed her down the stairs. No, I didn't. Pushed her out of the way to get to Serena. So, can you hold my camera while I talk to Serena? Right.
Just no, give her the camera. Say, can you take a picture of me and Serena?
Terrible. Right. Inglis, I'll have beaten Gauffi.
Yeah. I'll go Hadid Maia. I mean, she's a beast at the moment.
Horrible.
She might win
for
it.
You, Van. That terrible draw for you, Van.
Kalinina, Burridge, Niemeyer, and Kontaveit. Happy with that.
Yeah. Burridge was looking quite good today. She was serving well. Niemeyer, go on then. Just to was a qualifier to watch before and Kontaveit. Right. Back to the top, JFG. God, it takes a while.
Jamie saying Ben's a big time. I know. Doesn't deal with a small fish anymore.
It's going to be you tomorrow.
Mate, I don't know
You've
what
got
I'm doing.
Kyrgios is there tomorrow, mate.
I don't know if I'm going tomorrow. I'll have to see. I'm trying to.
Come on. I'm telling you, you'll never get an experience like it.
So I'm going to have Iga, Cornet, Tomjanovic, Golubic.
I'm having Lou.
Qingwen Zheng.
Tomjanovic. Kajikova's not grass, though, is she? This is a weird section. I don't like these sections where you've got...
Mate,
like,
this whole thing's tough, I'll be honest.
I feel like...
I wouldn't even read it. Don't even bother searching, mate. Just go with your gut.
Come on, then. I'll go Barb. Right. I'm going Zheng to knock out Muguruza.
Yeah, of course, David's insane. I feel bad for you guys. Absolutely shattered. I mean, I've just been traveling all day and it's just the worst. I mean, I'd prefer to play tennis all day. I'd be less tired.
Oh, I would have loved to have played tennis today. God, it would have been amazing.
So you've got Muguruza also going out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Andreescu to beat Rybakina. I'll go Martic to beat Pegossi.
Yeah.
Harriet Rogers. Dart to beat Pegula.
Yeah, I'm going the same. The dart. The dart board.
I'll go Badoza to beat Packett. Kvitova.
Chirico to beat Packett. I'll go Kvitova.
Georgie.
Oh, yeah, Georgie.
Don't like that, though. This is horrible.
Whenever I have her going far, she goes out.
You're going to have Halep going far, mate. I can tell by your bracket.
Halep's in.
I've got Mukova.
Goff.
I'm going to go Coco Gauff. I'm going to go Nisimova. I'm going to go Serena Williams, the wild card.
Yes, go on, Serena.
Mate, Serena's draw is not bad so far.
No.
Quite like it.
I think she's going to come up
Did you watch her in the doubles, though? How does she look?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
I didn't either.
She was talking about it today. She was enjoying playing with Ons, though. Yes. It's always a fun way to come back to play with Ons Jabeur, that's for sure.
Balta, Martin. So I'm going to go. Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, what?
I'm going to go have Balta. Oh,
yeah, no. Why not? In the UK? Risk.
I'll have Daniel Collins, Alison Risk, Kostyuk.
I'm going to have Siniakova here. I'm going to have
Raducanu. I'm pushing Zhang. Through.
Yeah, I'll have Zhang Radu. Isn't Garcia, didn't she just win?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but I can't go against.
I'm not going against Emma early.
I wanted to ask in the press conference about her injuries, but I couldn't. There was not enough. But
not enough injuries. I mean, there's quite a few of them.
She was obviously injured.
I can list off about 10 of them if you want.
Her first grass court match against Golubic, wasn't it? She's injured, had about six medicals in the changeovers.
So, I mean, she probably does lose to Garcia.
It's possible, but I'm going for the vibes. The Brits always do well at Wimbledon for me. Kerber to knock out Lynette.
Yep.
Osorio Serrano to knock out Zdancic of mine. You've got something completely different.
I've got Mertens. I've got
Mertens.
Knepi to beat Towson. Jabeur to beat Marino. Sarku to beat Saville. Sestea to beat Sharma. Trevisan to beat Begu. Ostapenko to beat Wickmeyer. Bencic to beat Watson. Hadidmaier to beat Inglis. Burridge to beat Kalinina, and I don't like this last one.
No, Kalinina for me to beat Burridge. Kontaveit, I'll have to win. I think Kontaveit's draws quite good.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. Really I'm going to go Kalinina. Let me just search something.
There should
I
be
might
no
go good. Kalinina as well. What's he been up to?
JG will be having Kontaveit going pretty far as he has Kontaveit as his Wimbledon champion in the 2022 predictions.
Oh, did you're right. Maybe I should put her through.
We never know, mate. Anything's possible.
Well, in that case, I'm going to put Kontaveit. I was going to put Knocker out. So then I'll do that.
Well, I've got Badoza as my world number one. She's going out first round for me. I've not been impressed by her at all recently. So, and there's a graphic that I need to share with you. You got tagged in on Discord. But it's a very interesting Badoza graphic, and I'll show it to you after.
Okay, cool. Not tonight, but yeah.
No, I'll just send it to you
tomorrow.
You can read it whenever you want. Well, okay. I'm gonna have Iga beating Claire Liu.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Claire the champions. Liu. The champions meet the two junior champions.
I think Claire Liu takes a set, mate. I think she's gonna beat Iga. Do you have Iga just dominating this one, Ben?
I don't know. I'm just too big on Iga at the moment. I don't want the run to end. I'm interested to see. The only way you can have Ostapenko beating Iga is if they meet in the final. So I'm interested to see if that's your final.
Well, Tomjanovic to beat Golubic. King Zeng to lose to Andreescu.
I'm going to go big. I'm going to go Andreescu out. I'm going to go King Wing Zeng to have a little runner.
I'm going to go
Dart.
We're
both going on the dart train.
Kvitova here.
The dart crossing.
I'll go Mukova.
Yeah, Kvitova.
Coco Gauff. Serena Williams.
Halep, I guess.
Rish.
Coco Gauff. Yeah.
Collins. Is Collins played on grass yet?
Going Serena. Oh, got a pause on that. Coco Gauff, Serena Williams. I didn't even know it was going to tie up like that. But
wait, were you on? It's not the right section.
I'm just good. I've got.
Oh, okay. Apologies. I thought you were doing.
I just had to pause. That was all.
Yeah, I don't think Collins has played on grass at all. Yeah,
I'm going Siniakova in this section anyway.
Oh well, I'm going to have to go Collins. I think. I'll go Raducanu Kostyuk. And I'm going to think Kostyuk just demolish her.
Who?
When they played,
that was on indoor hard.
Yeah,
though.
I'm gonna go Kostyuk to beat Raducanu.
It's possible. I've got Zhang Raducanu. I'm gonna go Raducanu. Made the fourth round last year. There's a lot more pressure on her, and she has got a target on her back. That is the problem now. So everyone wants to beat her.
I'm going Elise Mertens, Ons Jabeur,
Kerber, Jabeur,
Sir Steyer to knock out Sarkary.
No, not for me. I'm going to have Sarkary.
I'll go Ostapenko.
Same.
Bencic to beat Hadidmaier, but maybe
that
not.
That one's tough because Bencic just got to a final. Hadidmaier had the longest, I think, winning streak on grass since Serena Williams or something recently. So I think she could beat Bencic. But
yeah, she might do. Yeah,
Bencic is a funny one, man. She's one who will screw every bracket of mine up.
Yeah. All right, I think then I'm going to have Kontaveit at the bottom.
I think I'm going to have Kalinina to knock out Kontaveit here.
All right, back to the top. Round of 16. I'm going to have Iga beating Tomjanovic.
God, go all the way to the top.
This will be quite cool, actually. I like the way this is shaping up.
Yep, I've got Iga beating Tomjanovic.
Yeah, so this is different. I'm going to have
Seng and Dart.
I'm going to have Andreescu beating Dart.
Can Dart go again?
Can Zeng?
I think
again?
She can. I don't know what's happened.
I'm going to go Kvitova to beat. Yeah, yeah, I'll go Kvitova to beat Mukova.
I've got Kvitova to beat Halep.
I'm going Coco Gauff to beat Serena. I'm going to cut straight to. I mean, it is a massive match. It'll be one we'll have to do a big build up for on the channel. It'll be great to see it. Could it be Serena Williams' last ever tennis match?
Maybe.
I think it might be as well.
Coco,
singles, maybe, certainly.
Confident. Just been to her first Grand Slam final. Just, I feel that she's just going to have a bit too much in the movement department for her.
I've got Brandon, and I love the blind patronism.
Patriotism.
Patriotism.
Harriet Dart. Yeah, that's it. Well, we might get some more blind patriotism coming right up. Raducanu to go through.
No.
I know.
I'm having Kostyuk. I'm going to go Ons Jabeur, Ostapenko, and Kontaveit. I like that.
I'm going Ostapenko as well. And I've had Admire.
Wow. Had Admire. Is she unseeded? No, 23.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's a seed now. It's pretty mad.
I know, isn't it? Brazilian, who's amazing on grass.
It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I quite like it.
So quarter-final time now. Iga Andreescu. What a great matchup that one is.
Iga Dart, probably even better for the Wimbledon fan.
I'm going Iga.
Yeah, I'm going Iga.
Kvitova Gauff. I'm going to go Gauff.
I'm going Kvitova here.
Okay, so we differ there. I thought we might. I'm going to go Ons Jabeur to beat Kostyuk. I reckon you'll have Ons.
Ons Jabeur, Raducanu. Oh my God. I'm having Ons now. Sorry.
I don't think Emma's getting quarters, but let's wait and see.
It's a big ask. I mean, if she even makes fourth round
it's
again,
tough,
it'll
tough
be
a tough draw for Emma, I think.
Yeah, it's not easy at all.
Ostapenko Kontaveit.
Ostapenko versus Hadamaya. I think. Did they play recently?
Yeah, Hadamaya beat her, I think, didn't she?
It rings a bell, but I need to just have a quick.
Okay, while you're doing it, I'll just do Ostapenko Kontaveit. And since you reminded me, I think Kontaveit does have a very good game for grass. As much as it's not been proven yet, I think it is a brilliant game. And I think it can transform to it. And I'm going to go Kontaveit to beat Ostapenko.
I'm having Ostapenko to knock out Hadamaya. Oh, they didn't play recently.
They didn't play.
I think I just got confused because they've both been playing a lot of tours.
Gene said Kontaveit owns Ostapenko. Okay, well, Gene, I'm listening to you.
He's too big a fan of Kontaveit. That's the problem. You can't listen to Gene as almost your Rafa goggles on for Kontaveit, I feel. But right, Iga versus Petra, because this is where it really gets interesting now for me, because Kvitova, a two-time champion, has been looking fantastic again on the grass courts, it has to be said. It's one of those weird. Remember when I had Kvitova versus Serena, wasn't it, last year as my final? Kvitova's just beaten Ostapenko in the final of Eastbourne today. She only dropped one set in the whole tournament. She beat Dart, just in case you won, beat Hadamaya. Can she beat Iga Świątek?
Well, it's your decision to make. I've got Coco Gauff there against Iga. It's a repeat of the final.
Wow.
Roland Garros.
Oh, wow.
And
mad.
It's another one where I'm sort of scratching my head. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think it's going to be as much Iga dominance as what we're expecting here. Luckily for Iga, there's no Ostapenko on her side, so
I'm very much torn on this one. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to make it difficult for you. I'm going to go Iga in the final. Iga to beat Coco again.
I really don't want to go against Iga. This is the thing. I feel like I'm just like torn. They've never played each other before either. It just makes my life even more difficult. I can't go against you. I'm sorry, Kvitova. I'm recency biased man, but there's two people with such good records. Kvitova won an event. Iga's on an unbeaten streak. I want it to continue. I think I said recently I thought Iga would get stopped on hard court, but I don't know.
We've got Gary and I've got this hunch that Coco Serena will not happen. I'm a wet blanket, right? Never heard that term of phrase, but you are a wet blanket, Gary, because I think you should embrace it. I think it's going to happen.
Embrace, Gary. Come on.
Serena's jaw's not too bad. Neither's Coco. So it's, live a it's little. There's a high chance it could happen.
Live a bit, Gary.
At the bottom, for me, this is a little easier. I'm going on Jabeur to make the final. I like her on grass. And I mean, it's just one of my favorite. It's just a bit ridiculous. I always have eager ons every tournament. It's always the final for me.
But what about
my heart gets taken?
Any injury for Jabeur she's carrying into the tournament? I'm going.
No, I think it's a precaution. Well, I think it's a precaution.
I'm going actually on Jabeur as well, which is a bit mad that we've got this. But this takes us back to last year, and these two played each other at Wimbledon last year. And I think who won last year? It was Ons Jabeur. She's the grass court specialist, but she's not the one on the big winning streak. Iga is the one on the big winning streak. But all good things have to come to an end, JG.
They do, but I don't know if I've got the bottle for it. I think I'm going to play it safe and go Iga to beat Ons in the final. I'm going for Iga to win yet another tournament. And this, for me, will be the biggest one. If she wins Wimbledon, it's the biggest title she's ever won in her career. Reason being, she's done it after winning 35 matches in a row. Not on her surface, she's not favoured. So then it's going to be, we're talking about, 40-odd. And it's just, she's then going to be elevated onto another level if she wins Wimbledon. I think the hype will be really crazy. And I'm all here for it, man. I love Iga. I think she's going to struggle if this is the final. In the semis and the final, she gets that far. Maybe three sets in both. It's not going to be bagels and breadsticks. Ons is going to push up. I'm going Iga to win.
Is it bad that I feel like I've got like PTSD from Ons Jabeur's last Grand Slam where I've just was hoping so much for her to do well and then she just completely let us down? But I've got a feeling that grass is completely different for Ons Jabeur. And I've got a feeling, even before the draw was released, I was thinking of picking Ons Jabeur to win the whole thing.
Do you remember Osaka? She withdrew from that event before the US Open, the preparation. It was like she got to like semis or final, withdrew. I think that's what Ons Jabeur did. It was more of a precautionary thing, just in preparation for Wimbledon. Then she went on to win the US Open. Could that be what Ons Jabeur does?
Well, this is the one thing. And I thought the only person that's going to be able to beat Iga is somebody that's already managed to beat her. And she beat her last year at Wimbledon. And I think Ons Jabeur is going to be our Wimbledon champion. Ooh. And we are going to finally get the full Ons Jabeur song released after Wimbledon.
Wow, you've heard it here first. If Ons Jabeur does win, it makes Ben Wright and a song will be coming on Game to Love. But let's wrap this one up. We did have to rush through it. We've just done the men's one as well, so go check that out. We're going to get some well-deserved rest. But before we go, let's give some dark horses. And I don't think it's difficult.
Haddad Maia for me.
Yeah, I know your one's quite easy. I think mine's, I can have Andreescu, right? It's a dark horse.
Yeah, you can.
I think Andreescu could win the whole thing. She can beat, if she beats Iga, she wins the whole thing. I think that'll be the final before the final for her. And let's see if she can do it. But yeah, let's conclude there. Thanks everyone for watching. Let us know who you have winning. Make sure you download the tennis app, join the Game to Love League. And of course, if you haven't already, hit the like button on the video, subscribe if you're new, and join us for all of the Wimbledon action. We'll be covering as many matches as possible and some news stories as well. We've done the men's. We both had Djokovic. We don't both have Iga on this one, though, so it's not fully boring Game to Love. Ben's gone for something a little bit different. And I don't know, might come good for you.
Maybe. She just won a tournament. She had a little bit of a niggle. Hopefully she's now sat out, just ready, prepared for Wimbledon. But good luck to everybody. I'm excited. Let the games begin.
See you soon, guys.
Social Podcast Network.